Hello, Audio Boo. So it's Wednesday, the 2nd of April 2013, and my second day with Elliot the guide dog is coming to an end. And he had a very, very whiny night last night. He wasn't really very settled at all. And I think the fact that my parents both have quite early starts, some at four and at five, and that the only place where we could put the bed was in the hallway in front of the main front door, didn't really help to settle him much. He managed to get our door open a couple of times by nosing it through, and I had to kind of call him back to bed a couple of times. But nevertheless, even though I was feeling absolutely dead at seven in the morning, he was very perky. I fed him the food. I was a bit annoyed myself because I forgot to put a bit of water in it. I made a stupid mistake. But then I made sure the dog had plenty of water straight after the food. And he went for it with a lot of gusto anyway, so that didn't seem to affect him very much. Instructor took him out for a bit, and then in the afternoon I did some short handle walks. And so walking with the instructor, holding the harness, the end of the harness, as if he were the dog, and me holding the handle to simulate walking with the dog. And then I did some walking with Elliot on the lead. So I'm almost treating him like a pet dog by taking him along the lead and seeing how responsive he was, and gave him quite a few treats. And then instructor left, and Elliot really seemed to settle down quite a lot. You know, started to play big games with him. He loves his squeaky bone that I bought him. And he fed again very well. I took him out after feeding, and I was a bit distressed because he decided to pick something off the grass, which sounded quite crunchy, and I didn't know what it was, and he wouldn't for the life of me drop it, and I couldn't really get into his mouth to take it out, so I hope it wasn't anything too bad for him. He seems to have just settled down. I hope he's all right, but he just seems quite relaxed and just quite tired, so I hope he's feeling all right and that what he ate didn't hurt him in any way. And that's it, really. That's the end of day two. I'll do some probably some more of an exciting audio boo tomorrow, maybe doing his feed or something. I've just sort of been getting used to the whole thing myself, so yeah, it's all very exciting. The dog's very cute, very adorable. So I'll speak to you guys soon. Bye-bye.